Somebody made a comment on my channel today about love, you know. I deleted it because of the context of the word, the way they were using it. I had just uploaded an audio the day before, or today, maybe today, about, you know, love has to be based on truth, you know. I might have uploaded it this morning. Maybe they listened to that or something, or if they didn't listen, it was just the hologram reflecting back. So what is love? Love is based on truth. God is love, right? Had one channel about a week ago. She said it's all an illusion. Hate is an illusion. Love is not real. Hate is not real. And then at the very end, she said, I love you all. She's a Gnostic decoder. And she says, I love y'all. But she had just said love is not real 5 minutes prior to that. So she's mocking those people, saying, I love y'all, but she just said love isn't real. So which one is it? Is it real? Or are you lying? Or you just mock? You're a mocker. So anyway, when somebody makes a comment, I have to mull it over in my mind a lot of times, just because it depends on who makes the comment. And usually it's, I mull, most people, 90% of the people, I think about what they say. And I look at the context, you know, and I try to see who it is. If I know who it is, who it's from, then I can get a better feel of what's going on. But out of their mouth, their heart speaks. So what is love? Love, God is love. God is love, and those who worship God must worship in spirit and in truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. There's only one way to walk in life, and that's love and truth, right? There's only one way. Jesus is the way. He's the truth and life. There's only one way to walk in life, and that's truth and love. You know. And there's people out there that do not seek the truth. They think they have the truth, but they don't really seek the truth, but they think they have the truth. Anyway, long story short, anybody who says love, anything about love, do they know what love is? Are they living in lies? If they're living in lies, they don't know what love is. A lot of people mix up the emotional, ooey-gooey feeling love with real love. You know, agape, you know, what you got? Four types of love. Agape, storge, phileo, and eros, you know. And so in a marriage, you should have all four of them. Friendship, romantic, brother, sister, and God's love. You should have all four in a marriage, but if it's not a marriage, you should just have agape love for somebody, or friendship love, you know. But the water gets muddy when one wants to be more than a friend. You just want to be the friend, you know. The water gets muddy, right? And they might say, you don't know what love is, or you never loved. Am I telling you the truth? Am I enabling your sin? If I'm not enabling your sin, or enabling your lies, or enabling your delusions, that means that I do love you. But if I am enabling it, if I'm not enabling it, I love you. If I am enabling it, I don't love you. I just want that temporary fix, you know. It's like an addiction. I don't care if you destroy yourself, as long as you're there to meet a need or whatever. That's not love, to let somebody destroy themselves and live in their delusions just because you want to get a fix of some kind. You know, that ain't love. That's the way most people work. Think about it. Most people work this way. They have somebody giving them attention of some kind, but they don't like the person's destroying themselves. They're an a personality of an addict, addiction personality. And so they want that attention from that person who's an addict. And they enable that person to be an addict when in reality is they're addicted to the addict. And they're enabling that addict to destroy themselves, and they let it go on and on and on, year after year after year. And when you put your foot down and say, I'm not going to be addicted to the addict, I'm not going to be addicted to your insanity, then the addict, the addictive person, when you put your foot down, well, you don't love me. What are you talking about? Yeah, I do. That's why I'm putting my foot down, because you're acting stupid. You're killing yourself. Long story short, they have to get in. See, they have to get in. You don't know they have an addictive personality, so they have to get in the door. And then once they get in the door, that addictive personality starts to reveal itself. And you've already tied in a little bit too much before it showed up. And then you say, I don't think so. And then you put the wall or the bubble up or the whatever it is, the bubble, the wall. And it don't have to be a person who's addictive. It could be a person who's abusive or whatever, narcissistic, psychopath, whatever. So you put the wall up, the bubble up, and you put another layer. And you slowly put the bubbles up. And then when you finally just totally disconnect from them, they think you're mean. They think you don't know what love is. People are crazy. You don't know what love is. Yeah, I do. It's called tough love. Listen to Dr. Dobson. Dr. Dobson talks about tough love. When you got codependency and enabling, that's not love. Love sets free. Love sets the captives free. Love doesn't keep captives and people in bondage. That's why China doesn't. Chinese leadership, they don't love their people. They keep them in bondage. Now, there has to be a law, because the flesh is nothing but sin. There has to be some law to hold somebody accountable, you know? So everybody's going to have some authority, but anybody who doesn't want authority in their life proves they're rebellious. They have a rebellious spirit about them. So love. Love is a choice. Love is not really an emotion per se, but there will be emotions once you make the choice. Love does not enable evil. Love speaks the truth. Love forgives. And love sets boundaries. It is what it is.